with SRN Sports. I'm George Williams, taking a look at your Major League Baseball scoreboard last night as the teams begin new series. It's the Marlins defeating the Cubs by a run 8-7, Reds over the Pirates 7-1, Red Sox beat the Mets 3-1, Astros over the Rays 4-3, Brewers with a 5-4 win over the Orioles, Mariners over the White Sox 5-1. The Cardinals brought their bats against the Tigers, winning 11-4. Phillies did the same to the Rockies, winning 9-3. Royals over the Giants 3-1, Angels over the Athletics 4-3, and the Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers 9-5. There was a suspended game. The Guardians and Twins couldn't finish due to weather. The game stopped at the top of the fourth with the score 2-1. That'll resume today. In the premier event of cycling, the Tour de France is set for a revised dramatic finale in July, no longer a sprint into the final finish. They're going to go up the Montmartre in Paris on the final day. This is SRN Sports. Off the field, NFL rules and front office moves are making the sports headlines this morning. On the rules side, NFL owners meet today and tomorrow at the headquarters of the Minnesota Vikings. Among the agenda items, the fate of the so-called tush push up for discussion again. The Philadelphia Eagles used the famous short yardage shoving play en route to a Super Bowl victory this past season. Green Bay is among the teams challenging it, and they're trying to consider whether to ban that particular play as a short yardage strategy. The second item will address whether division champions with mediocre records can get home field advantage in the playoffs against wildcard teams that have better records. And then there will be a proposal to consider whether players can participate in the 2028 LA Olympics playing flag football. And the Philadelphia Eagles will give their coach Nick Sirianni a new turn at the helm. They renewed his contract very lucratively. This is SRN Sports.